Hello everyone, and thanks for joining today's webinar about RISE with SAP. My name is Cecile Giloy, and I will be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player to make it bigger or smaller, depending on your reference. And finally, please note that this session is being recorded and we will share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now, I'm going to pass it over to our presenter. With us today, we have Roland Cossea, CISO for SAP Enterprise Cloud Services at SAP, and Mariano Nunez, CEO and co-founder at Onapsis. They will be taking us through strategies and on how to optimize the shared responsibility model and empowering customers to better secure their cloud ERP system. And with that, I'll hand it over to our speakers.
All right, thank you very much, Cecile. And welcome everyone to this exciting webinar. Roland, great to have you here. Happy to co-host this with you.
Thanks, Mariano.
Same. Yeah. So, as a quick introduction, I'm the CEO and co-founder here at Onapsis. My background has been a little over two decades in cybersecurity, starting my career as an offensive security researcher, kind of ethical hacker, and really over the last 15 years, I've been really diving deep into the SAP cybersecurity world. So very excited to be here with all of you and having, I think, this very kind of high-demanded kind of educational session from SAP customers globally, and to be talking with you, Roland, about this. I'll pass it over to you for an introduction.
Thanks, Mariano, and hi all. It's a pleasure to be here. So I'm Roland Cossea. I'm the Chief Security Officer for Enterprise Cloud Services in SAP. We are responsible for the RISE with SAP offering, and definitely I'm responsible for the overall security posture and everything that we do in security left to right for RISE with SAP and the cloud unit. I'm in SAP, let's say, 4 years now, and as you, Mariano, I think I've run all my career in cybersecurity, which is exactly also two decades. So I think it's a good coincidence there. I started as a trainer and then actually moved to leading different security teams in the last years for some big names in the industry. It's great to partner with you, let's say, to drive this perspective about what RISE with SAP is, and in the end, see how our customers can complement the value that the offering gives them and how they can actually complete the full circle of security. So if we look in the market, there are several challenges and several complexities that our customers or every customer deals with when we talk about security. The cost of the data breach that increased from 4 to 10 million, and that will still go up. And the professionals, let's say, or the skills shortages or gap that still exists out there. And there are different studies that say, you know, different numbers like 50% try to look for different other opportunities. But I think the most important one is that only 1/3 of data breaches are discovered by a company's own security teams. And the main reason for that is that, and there are other studies out there that say, we process more and more data every year, and the complexity of the data we process every year increases. We, for example, in the cloud unit, we process more than 50 terabytes of data per day. And knowing what to look for and how to look for and make that efficient and keep the cost under control is a challenge that all our customers have. And we also have it. We invested massively, I think, last year into understand that complexity and to drive it more efficiently in all the pipelines. Now, if I go on the right side, like what exactly I see when I also talk with all our customers and the CISOs out there is that there are a lot of things from processes to proper risk assessment and management to patching critical systems. And if I relate that to, let's say, SAP as a whole and the patching, which is quite a challenging, let's say, topic from vulnerability management perspective, the question that I get all the time is that if I apply this patch or if you apply this patch, what's my impact on the environment? Right. And that could be easy for a normal, you know, Linux server or normal application. But when you have thousands or hundreds of customizations applied to an ERP system, that answer is not that simple anymore. So that's the complexity that, let's say, they are facing in. Now, when we talk about security and how we can look about strategies to defend and to manage that complexities, we can divide that in three main categories that mostly look into technology, processes, and people. Now, we can say defending against cyber attacks sounds quite simple, but that is a combination. If you think about NIST cybersecurity framework, or framework that we operate under, it's a combination of the way you identify things, the way you defend or you detect, the way you protect, and in the end, the way you respond and you recover. And that is built, even when you think about resiliency, that is a combination of protect, detect, and in the end, recover from something that could happen. So all the time, assume breach and be ready to actually act on and act fast on that specific event that happens. Compliance, we've seen a lot of regulations out there in the world, like every country tries to create their own data security, their own AI law, their own privacy law. So there's a lot of complexity going on. And of course, the skills gap that I already talked about. Now, if you go and look in the advantages of cloud ERP, I think we moved to in 2024 to a year that we understand that in most of the cases, the security of the cloud is better, or the offerings that we have or the features that we have in the cloud or from the SaaS perspective are better than the ones that we can actually build in the on-premise environment. And if you even think from the regulatory landscape or regulatory perspective, that comes in a better shape and form in the cloud. And even if we look in the strategic reasons that our customers turn to cloud ERP or turn to a cloud version to run their business processes, is to security and compliance, to address privacy and, you know, to address their overall risk posture and visibility is one of the key aspects out there. And if you think about RISE with SAP, I would say that as of today, 1/3 of the overall global economy runs in RISE with SAP. The number will still increase, so we are still on an exponential growth, but we are actually benefiting from the trust that our customers put into us and how the offering actually evolves. Like 4 years ago when I joined, or let's say 5 years ago when it started to move, we had 500 customers. And right now we have more than 6,000 customers. So the actual exponential growth and the feedback that we actually created the offering together with them, how to improve the maturity in some areas and how to actually be more proactive in supporting their specific needs to support the transformation, because RISE with SAP is a business transformation as a service, would reach us to the numbers that we run more than 180,000 systems as of today in the cloud, in all the three hyperscalers, Azure, AWS, Google Cloud. That number will still grow exponentially by 2026. So we expect to reach more than 250,000, maybe 300,000. We do a lot of, from compliance perspective, internal and external audits, probably too many, I would say. And we generate probably too many reports for our customers. And that's even a topic of discussion internally. How can we, you know, even better standardize all the offerings and all the products that we have, keeping into account all the global and regulatory requirements that exist out there. And our cloud security posture management delivers, I would say, compliance rate that exceeds the industry average. These are based on market standards, but are also based from the SAP layer perspective and hardening of those layers into SAP specific standards and best practices. Then RISE with SAP, I just said it's a business transformation as a service, but it also comes with an extremely complex roles and responsibility, let's say, model. And if you even Google it online, you will find a really huge file with some thousands of lines. It explains in the most granular details what SAP is doing and what the customer is doing. And we encourage and we actually run these sessions with all our customers to better understand that responsibility model, because in the end is a win-win for both parties. But in simple terms, the customer is still owning the application layer. So he's the owner of their own business processes, how do business users interact with the application layer, how their identities are being handled, so the integration with their identity provider, how the patches of the application layer are getting actually applied, and what's the impact for the overall application and for their overall system, the security of their custom codes that they develop on that layer. That is something that it's in the full control of the customer. And that is something that SAP even does not have the right visibility, and even through the contract, the legal visibility to check. And if you think about the title of this webinar, and that's what you will expand later on, Onapsis is one of our key partners that actually help in making that, complementing the circle and helping our customers to secure this layer of responsibility that still is with them. Now, what's on the SAP side, it's definitely everything that goes from the infrastructure layer to the OS and the DB side, the client 000, which is the administrative client of the application layer, and the cloud subscription itself. So every customer gets a dedicated subscription in a tenant that belongs to SAP. We run those tenants and the relationship with all the hyperscalers. We run we define the architecture. We run the security and the posture management from, you know, incident response, endpoint protection, CSPM, CNAPP, everything around that subscription. But still, the customer keeps the ownership in the application layer. Now, before I hand it over to you to actually explain a bit how we together work as companies to overall complement the circle, there's one question that I got from my customers is like, besides that, I mean, what do we get from security perspective when we join RISE with SAP? And you can see here the default security framework of RISE with SAP that covers six main pillars from security monitoring, vulnerability management, threat protection, security operations, CSPM, and network security. And with different features out there that get implemented by default. And of course, there are some other that can be added in addition, but this is the real default that every customer, no matter if it's a small one or a middle one or a big one, would get when they join RISE with SAP. But my answer to the question would be that we are really interested to offer our customers speed in the way they can, like I said before, detect, identify, detect, respond, protect, respond, and recover, and speed in actually building these six layers over here through all our experts and capabilities to run SAP systems. Now, we invest in security is one of the main areas that we invest in as a company. We do investment year over year, and we add more functionalities and more part. We sign more partnerships with different technology providers, or we build things on our end. And we also invest in AI capabilities, not only in the product itself, but AI capabilities in the way we are running the cloud and how we can benefit from that. I'll just give some examples. So one area that we benefited from security monitoring perspective, which is quite simple. Yeah, you just look in the logs, you create detection rules or patterns, and then you get an alert around that. We're looking at it, and we saw that we were losing a lot of time in that process to generate correlation rules and fine-tune them. So we applied some AI mechanisms to actually build detections with automations in real time, based on Mitre attack framework, by looking at the data sets that we are bringing into our SIEM platform or through data lakes that we created in every subscription. We are looking in the way we can transform the privilege identity and access management to look into what kind of commands an administrator would not need to do. It doesn't matter what they are doing, but we know exactly what they should not do. Looking into that by real-time analysis into the session, but not only monitoring the session, but like having real-time risk scores with AI that could detect that you want to write a delete command and then takes you out from the session is another good example of where the technology can go to. And then, of course, there are other areas, even in the, if you think about security posture management and attack path management, how that would relate to XDR technology and how that could relate from or go from one area in the subscription to an endpoint itself, to another type of resources. How can we avoid lateral movement and what types of patterns are we looking for? So these are just some examples where we actually look into innovation year by year that all our customers benefit from, and all these investments that we make in making this framework more mature, more, let's say, up to date to what the overall technology that exists out there brings to the market from all the perspectives. Now, I just want to hand it over to you to explain exactly how Onapsis complements what you can just see here on this picture, and how the application layer could, or how the customers could benefit from the value that Onapsis platform could bring on top of the RISE environment.
That's great, Roland. Thank you for that. And yeah, look, there's even myself, like a lot of learning a lot as you're going through this. I didn't know that the stat about the third of the economy supporting RISE already. I know you have a huge job, right? A huge responsibility in protecting so many mission critical kind of systems for the largest companies in the planet. And now today, companies of all size, right, are going to RISE and really relying on this. And hopefully the audience can see the level of, and I can talk to this as well from my preview, kind of having worked with SAP for many, many years, really the level of investment, the level of maturity, the level of controls that SAP and really Roland's, kudos to Roland's team, Lalit Patel, the CTO, like I can talk as a third party seeing the evolution of how SAP operates security in the cloud. It's impressive. And I'm hearing also that from customers that like having the confidence and trust that SAP is doing such a good job in these domains gives them a lot of confidence to get to the cloud faster. And to your point, Roland, I think there was some of the confusion maybe across the customer is like, okay, where is this applied, right? When do we go to RISE? And many of them are used to go to the cloud for other type of assets and systems. And kind of the shared responsibility model, security shared responsibility model is very common with kind of cloud, kind of hyperscalers. So with RISE being kind of this business transformation as a service, I think what we're doing now is hopefully give everyone more clarity on where, like how they should think about kind of their responsibilities in the cloud as you were talking about. So the other thing I would say here is, again, as you see this blue box on the bottom that says managed by SAP, everything that Roland described is giving customers or you as customers a really significant advantage, because now when you go to RISE, you don't have to worry about those things, right? Now you have SAP operating that for you, at the network layer, at the operating system layer, at the cloud infrastructure layer. So that helps you really focus and reduces the scope of the areas that you need to worry about and really kind of have controls on. So what we're going to do now is really double click on those points. When you see the box on the top, like the managed by customer, let's still double click on that one and see what that actually really means, right? So these are some of the responsibilities that you as a customer going to RISE, you have to think about as you go to the cloud. Things like application threat detection and response, right? Is someone trying to compromise your application stack? Is a malicious user, someone compromise an account by one of your business users? Monitoring and detecting for those type of activities and suspicious activities and incidents, it's really part of your responsibility as a customer. Roland was describing as well as vulnerability management, right? SAP helps a lot in terms of operationalizing patch application, like a security node application, if that's what the customer decides to do. But you as a customer are still responsible for determining, like, what do you want to patch? How would that impact your custom code? What is really aligned with your own SLAs and kind of risk security, kind of security posture and controls? This one, I think, as Roland has mentioned, is a very, kind of, I think this is probably the simplest one for customers to understand. Hopefully everyone, and we want everyone to be on clean core and with very few kind of customizations. But if you're doing a brownfield, if you still have custom code on ABAP, or you're developing BTP cloud extensions, of course, SAP doesn't have access to that, doesn't have visibility into that. That's your own custom code, custom solutions and extensions. that falls squarely also as a kind of customer responsibility to make sure that those developments are being done securely and stay secure. Things like security configurations, user authorizations, or user access identity management, user activity, again, under customer responsibility. What's going on with your transport? So you have like maybe insecure objects in your transports, again, all related with customizations and extensions. That's also something that is really a customer's ownership. And finally, I know Roland, we're talking about like the amount of compliance regulations that SAP as a cloud provider has to kind of comply with. We also, on top of that, have the customer-specific regulations and industry-specific regulations, right? Like SOX, like NIS2, like DORA, like GDPR, CCPA. So anything that you're like really falls under the application layer from an IT control against those regulations and compliance mandates, that's something that the customer, of course, has as well to really have to kind of adhere to and monitor, right? So again, you can see here, like at least now you can only focus on the kind of orange box here as a customer. You don't have to worry about the lower parts of the stack, which you had to do if you were on premise or on a cloud native kind of environment. So I think the good news, and this is where like, really SAP and Onapsis have a really strong partnership, as Roland was saying, is we can really come in and really help customers with a lot of this. This is kind of why we exist as a business, really helping you simplify and streamline all these areas of responsibility. So in a way, like I was sure if we were good on audio here. I think we're good. So Onapsis will help you really streamline and simplify the areas of responsibility that you have as a customer, right? And in this sense, we are the SAP endorsed solution for cybersecurity. So we work very closely with SAP's product and technology teams. We work very closely with the go-to-market and commercial teams with SAP, the customer success teams. And really, we can provide you with this SAP-endorsed technology and solutions for customers to really automate these areas of responsibility. So what I'll do now is double-click a bit more on what this means, how we achieve this, how we can empower you as a customer to achieve this together with SAP. The first part is really with the technology, right? You, as you saw on the prior slide, there is quite a few things that you need to kind of really still own and kind of deliver there. So how we can help you lift that load is through automation. We have the Onapsis platform that is today the de facto standard for SAP application cybersecurity. And as you can see there, like it really works across all your environments, not just RISE. It also supports on-premise and hybrid environments and native SaaS solutions, as solutions like RISE and BTP. And basically think about, like the easiest way to think about the platform capabilities is in three different areas. The vulnerability management side with our Assess product line, the threat detection response side with our defend capabilities, and the DevSecOps and secure development and cloud extensions with the control side, all really underpinned by really the ability to automate and streamline a lot of the IT compliance controls. So as you can see, like we designed the platform with a lot of the responsibilities that customers have in mind. And we can basically deliver these use cases for customers through a kind of fully automated platform that not only helps you make sure that you're secure today, but you stay secure through your RISE journey and as you go into the future. And another very important point on that really, I think, differentiates what we do. And again, as Roland and I were like cybersecurity people that got into SAP, we believe it's very important that you have a cybersecurity partner that understands cyber and SAP. Right, because what you're protecting your assets when you're on RISE against is really advanced cybersecurity criminals, kind of groups like nation states, hacktivists, and like really people that know how to kind of compromise and attack different type of applications. And we'll see a significant increase in the skill set and abilities of threat actors, specifically in ERP and SAP and business applications. So we have a dedicated team, it's called the Onapsis Research Labs, that today we would say they're kind of the most prolific team. We help and work very closely with SAP, help identify and fix over 1,000 zero-day vulnerabilities through our 15-year history here. We work very closely with government agencies like BSI in Germany, like the CISA in the US. And all this, what it means for you as a customer is that we have capabilities to understand what the cyber attackers are doing, how they're trying to hack and break into SAP systems. And we do that so we can fuel that through the platform and give you the best intelligence, threat intelligence and insights, so you can really make the best risk-based decisions to protect your SAP platform. So this is a unique capability that's part of the platform and the Napsis value proposition, so that you can stay ahead of the adversary and protect your systems from this perspective. I know Roland is also on the team doing a very similar and fantastic work on doing this for the underlying layers, right? So you now have the combination from the breadth of SAP and Napsis in this regard. So I want to transition a little bit to, I mean, hopefully now everyone understands from an audience perspective, as Roland mentioned, how we complete the circle, right? And now what SAP does and Napsis does really helps you optimize your security in RISE in the easiest possible way and the most complete way at the same time. But something that we heard a lot from our customers and from SAP customers globally is, how do I get started? So this is very clear now. Okay, if I'm now running on RISE, I need SAP to support me on the bottom stacks. I need Napsis to execute on the top stuff. But how do I get started? We may be planning to go to RISE. We're kind of in the early kind of phase zero discovery phase. How do I make sure that we get this right from a security perspective from day one? And while we're both security geeks, we also understand that maybe your CIO is not waking up thinking about security, right? Your CIO is thinking kind of how can I go to RISE? It's a multi kind of year kind of project that very kind of high level of visibility from business executives, may have kind of public level of visibility as well for publicly traded companies. They're thinking about how do I really deliver the project on time and on budget, right? And in some cases, we've seen situations where they feel that security could be an obstacle, right? So we wanted to talk a little bit about some of those common situations that we see. Again, a lot of this comes from the fact that, okay, SAP security is not what it used to be. It's not just about user roles and authorizations and segregation of duties. Now you're talking about vulnerabilities, you're talking about threats, you're talking about exploits, you're talking about custom code threats. All that is a new domain, and that can feel daunting for many teams. Again, protecting assets in the cloud is not the same as protecting this on-prem. So there's some new mental models there that we have to apply. And then something we see a lot of companies trip with is they don't fully know what they need to. So they're doing a transformation. What do you really absolutely need to do before go live? And what do you need to, what can wait until you go kind of post go live? So this lack of clarity creates kind of scope creep and really significant delays there and friction. And then how do you fully align things from a governance perspective? How do you align your SAP teams with your information security or cybersecurity teams to really move forward together? So the good news, again, this is another innovation we're delivering from Napsis in partnership with SAP. We're releasing the Napsis, we just recently announced the Napsis Secure RISE Accelerator. This is, think about this as basically a technology, threat insights, and expertise to RISE more securely faster. So help you accelerate the project planning. Make sure that you are embedding security directly embedded into your RISE with SAP methodologies, your SAP Activate methodology. So it's part of the transformation project and not something on the side. We help you narrow your scope, make it more digestible, make sure that you only do the minimum you need to do pre-go live to have a secure go live and secure environment. And then in a risk-based approach, prioritize other necessary controls after implementation and go live. We provide you with automation, as I just described, but also like help you automatically remediate a lot of issues, but also expertise delivered by Napsis, delivered by our Napsis certified partners that can help you really navigate this process. And ultimately, what we give you is kind of greater assurance that once you are on RISE, you go there securely, you can stay secure, and you can really future-proof your platform so you can adapt more SAP innovations and capabilities faster and with confidence. I won't go into the detail on this, but just we're actually going to organize a separate educational session on this. What you see here is all the SAP Activate or RISE with SAP methodology phases. And we've done a lot of work with customers and with our partners on SAP to identify what are the challenges that customers are having in each phase. How can Napsis, SAP, and our partners help unlock really those challenges and provide business outcomes by phase, so that then you can make sure that as you go through the process, essentially you're de-risking and accelerating your RISE transformation. So more to come in this regard. I know we're a bit short on time here, so I'll I think I'll check now back to you, Cecile, if we have any questions here in a little bit. I know we have some takeaways, but hopefully this is also a good perspective on how you can not only run securely, you are in the cloud, but also get there more securely with this new solution we have recently announced. I think with that, we are running against the time here, but I'll pass it to you, Roland, to kind of bring us home a little bit here with some of the today kind of key takeaways, and then we can go from there.
No, thanks, Mariano. Sure. So as I mentioned also in my talk track, so what we want to give back to our customers is more speed. And that goes from the like you say, the key factors of, you know, how we design the security for every subscription that belongs to our cloud, and how to actually translate those benefits in the end. And I had several sessions with the marketing team, but also with customers, and trying to understand how can we quantify the value of cybersecurity that comes through a RISE package. And that's a complex discussion. But from a CISO perspective, what I want to leave people with is that we are heavily investing into speed. And the second part of my strategy was always how to give back a bit more from, let's say, from the visibility perspective. When you go to the cloud, you lose control and you also lose visibility. Giving back to the customer something around visibility and you know, increasing, let's say, the trust to the external customers through what we are doing and how we are actually running our processes and the technologies is another key area. So the cloud ERP offers many advantages from how to actually be more secure and run more efficiently from security perspective. It's done definitely with the SAP and the SAP experts, but also with the help of our partners like Onapsis in this case, that could actually help you as a customer complement the overall end-to-end security.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll touch on the last two here, but again, as Roland mentioned, again, like understanding, having that clarity as you go to the cloud of the shared security responsibility model. Hopefully this session gave everyone a bit more context and clarity on what you're still responsible for as a customer and all the great work that SAP does to really actually help you narrow that scope, right? So you don't have to worry about a lot of the things that you had to worry about or really operationally take care of as you were in the on-premise world. So absolutely, there's a lot of advantages to go to the cloud. There's a lot of advantages to not only the business benefits that we're seeing across many customers realize as they go to RISE, but really just purely from an operational security perspective and compliance perspective, significant advantages to do that. And again, I think we're seeing this across customers, the ability to accelerate your RISE with SAP transformation with SAP and Onapsis, right? That's why we have a great strategic partnership with SAP, where the SAP endorsed kind of partner for application security and SAP cybersecurity. And it's been a pleasure to work with Roland and the team at RISE and across SAP to really help our customers kind of be more secure than they were yesterday and adopt all the SAP innovations and capabilities even faster than they were doing before. So we see a great future ahead in terms of helping customers kind of accelerate these transformations. And we see that it's possible and it's driving a lot of benefits for many of them. So I think with that, maybe Cecilia, I know if we have time for some questions, but I'll pass it back to you.
Yeah, that is correct. Thank you very much, Roland and Mariano. This has been a really great session. And actually, we have some questions. Let me start with the first one. What is SAP doing to improve cloud security, specifically in the area of visibility for customers?
Okay, so that's for me. So I sent a trigger there, it seems, with the visibility. One of the areas that we looked into and we are doing today for our customers is to share real-time logs from the environment from the areas that even we are responsible for. So logs from the infrastructure perspective, audit logs, security audit related logs from the OS, from the DB layer, from the application layer, from the subscription itself, like networking related traffic and feeds to that, from web dispatchers. There's a lot of data sources that we included as part of LogServe, which is our service to ship logs to customers in real time. There is a, let's say, a real-time pool API that the customers can use and integrate that feed of data into their own security information management SIEM systems. We have worked on a native integration with a SIEM provider out there and probably will work in to actually benefit that for others, so that it's not only data that comes in, but it's data that comes in with some valuable already pre-configured rule sets to that specific SIEM provider. And the second thing is we are building another product. It's not, let's say, DRGA, it's called Raven, that will actually would want to create and give back to our customers dashboards related to security that can be from the vulnerability management area, from the network area, from the access area, from the CSPM, cloud security posture management area, from the endpoint area, and also from the overall application security area related to threat detection and response, and et cetera. And we want to actually build that for our customers in a dedicated platform that can be either consumed or it can be directly integrated again with different APIs and feeds to their own SIEMs and systems. And that's even an area that we work together with Onaxis to see how we can, let's say, integrate the platforms and bring more value for the application layer for our customers.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of exciting things coming, and more innovation that we're doing together with Roland and SAP and Onaxis. So stay tuned.
Perfect. Thank you. I would say we have time for one other question. How does Onaxis connect to RISE systems? Also, what about legacy systems?
Okay, I'll take that one. I think that's a good question. I can probably show this slide to make it a bit more clear. So you can see on the top, Onaxis, think about Onaxis as a solution that connects to your SAP environment through SAP certified ways, typically RFC connectivity. And basically today we have many customers that are using Onaxis to connect to their RISE applications, the private kind of the applications on RISE PCE, but also with the same platform, the same dashboard, the same consoles connecting to the legacy environments. And even in some cases, kind of cloud hosting environments and native SaaS solutions, for example, like SuccessFactors or platform as a service like BTP. So that's one of the benefits that our customers get is that you have a single platform, a single point of view to manage your entire SAP kind of landscape, whether it's a hybrid, whether it's on-premise, whether it's RISE, you can basically manage that through the same platform, connects again through SAP certified kind of capabilities, and then brings you like a security posture across environments. You can create policies. You may have different policies or control points for different type of environments based on your risk posture and internal policies or compliance mandates. But you can basically kind of have everything in a single platform, including now and all, of course, the RISE environments.
Great. I would say that that brings us to time. For any other questions in the chat, we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered as well. Also, just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you afterwards. And with that, thanks again to our speakers, Roland and Mariano, and to everyone for joining this briefing today. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.